Malinowski is our eye on the future. He's a regular here on 6PR. Officially, I think his title is Business Futurist. But every now and then, it's really good that we grab him and we bring him back to the real world of today, where he can let us know what's happening in his crystal ball and hopefully try and help us through the journey. It's nice to have Morris with us, mate. Welcome back.
Thanks, guys. How are you?
Really, really good.
How come I don't get the Jetsons?
You don't get the what?
How come I don't get the Jetsons as my intro song?
Just hang on a minute. Hang on. Hang on. Here we go. That's the little plane that whizzes around in the sky. I'm not going to fly anymore. Did you like that?
I loved it. That was a great show.
Yeah, that was.
I think it almost must have inspired me.
It's your world, isn't it?
It is. And we're still trying to recreate it. I mean, one of the questions I get asked most often at conferences is when we're going to have those flying cars. It's straight out of the Jetsons. The answer, by the way, is never.
Yeah. Well, that's because of gravity. Gravity sucks.
No, it's actually because of law.
What?
They have invented the car. There's a guy in the States who has a prototype of it, to build yourself car.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, and it does work. The problem is that he can't get permission from the American government to fly it in airspace. And it's the same around the world. So the damn thing can't take off.
So he's got a car.
He's got a car that he claims works like the Jetsons.
Like a hovercraft,
and it's a build-yourself kit. And not terribly expensive. But literally, you can't take off.
What does it run on?
Good question. Don't know the answer.
Okay. I'll put a homework for you, thanks.
I shall put it on my to-do list.
Because if it's sort of some sort of carbon-producing gas emission, not a good option. But if you can run it on solar...
Well, we can always go back to the future and run it on garbage. And that's being done too.
Oh, what a great movie that was.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great movie. Last week, we spoke about music. I want to pursue that, because if we start wandering up the journey of cars, mate, you and I will get lost.
We will.
It's 29 minutes away from 3 here on 6PR. Morris Mizalowski joining us. And the future of music is where I want to go this week. Where are we going with our music?
Well, we talked about music becoming awful.
Hang on. What's that buzzing sound like with you?
I was wondering the same thing.
What are you doing? Are you moving around?
No, I'm sitting very still in my chair.
Well, just sit still, will you? Don't cross your legs.
Yeah, well, God, I don't move much at all.
The future of music.
So we talked last week about music being all pervasive, and the fact that most people now, especially the youth, are carrying music around with them on their iPods, on all that equipment that they carry around in their pockets.
Yes.
And it is second nature. And that the statistic was that most kids, most people under 30, would listen to about 100 songs per month.
Yeah.
So it really is down that road. The music's changing forever. You know, you and I used to buy LPs, vinyls, maybe CDs, but that's not around much anymore either. There are complete music stores now where they're nothing but booths, where you can download the music onto an MP3 player, but can't buy anything physical to walk out the store with.
So how do the artists get their music to the MP3 player?
So artists...
Do they download?
Well, through download. The relationship between artist and audience has changed too, because it used to have a studio in between them. So the artist would have some ability, the studio would recognise it, and they would promote it to an audience, and that audience would hear it through that promotion. But nowadays, artists are really going very direct to the end user, and they're promoting themselves through things like YouTube. Now, there are lots of new budding artists around who put up their music clips and are watched by hundreds or thousands or even millions of people, who then go and download the song, many times legally and paying for it, or might go back into the store and buy it if that artist is lucky enough to pick up a deal. I don't know if it's as good as your Baked Bean song, but there's a song called Chocolate Rain by Tay Zonda.
Chocolate Rain?
Chocolate Rain. It was a YouTube hit, and it's still around. What was incredible about it is that it's had 33 million viewings in the 2.5 years that it's been around. And
right.
It's taken this young man from absolute obscurity to being very famous around America. And he now has some record deal and does all the talk shows. And it's become so popular that people are trying to figure out what Chocolate Rain means, because if you listen to the song, it's quite obscure as to what it refers to.
There has been many discussion over what you know, Bye Bye Miss American Pie has been a standard.
This is true too. So it's very much along that. And Tay, the artist, has been very clever about fanning it too, because he refused to tell anyone what he meant by it. So, and then we have artists again on YouTube, like Esme Dentes, who was picked up by Justin Timberlake only a year after posting her first video and signed to his record label.
Wow.
And there are many stories like that, so YouTube's a great one. Now, even things like MySpace, we've talked about before. MySpace is used a lot by bands to promote their gigs.
Yes.
So they're getting the information out really easily to people that want to know it.
But there's also, the hard thing about some of that stuff is if you go massively public, you then get input coming back into you. There's some, I mean, you know, my band's got a blog that we go to, and we put a bit of stuff on there and let people know where the band is playing, et cetera, which is good news. But then we've actually had some people that have attempted to get in there and corrupt it and do all of that sort of stuff, depending on what information you decide to put on there.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's always going to be the case. And thankfully, it's not too often, but it does happen. I mean, in your case, you could close the blog off so there's no comment allowed on it.
Yep.
So that would stop that. It also stops, of course, people making comments. So, you know, it's a matter of if that's as far as you want to go.
Well, I guess the other benefit, too, is that when we do have access to this quality information, we can actually learn how to play guitar. We can learn to play certain songs by certain artists and become our own recording star.
We can, and that brings us back to something that Apple put out only recently in the last 2 weeks. It's their GarageBand 09. And GarageBand's a piece of software, and they've had it for many years, and every year they bring out some new features to it. And its purpose is to allow people using Apple computers at home very easily to record music.
Yeah.
And lots of budding artists use it to record what I would consider to be a very reasonable, very high quality product that they can then play. But GarageBand's gone one step further this year, and I think it's wonderful. You can actually learn to play music on it. So you can learn to play either the guitar or piano through this software. And what they've done is, so if you want to learn the piano, for instance, you actually have a video on your screen of somebody playing the notes on it, and then the notes underneath and some instruction around it of how to do it. And the first 9 levels of instruction are available for download.
Mate, I'm being bombarded by information.
Yes.
The artists, the music companies, you gather all this information, you put a product together. How do they get paid?
So, and that's the big debate now. So the big debate is, there used to be a royalty straight off the top of each song that you sold. And now, because it's not as obvious what you're selling, because the royalties aren't as clear, it's a matter of how we're going to do it. iTunes has got a model of sorts, and iTunes announced a couple of weeks ago that they were going to have 2 levels of payment. One was $1.29 for anything over under 6 years, and 99 cents for anything under 6 years. So that's one method that we're going to see.
Wow.
But another one that's becoming really popular is something that Nokia started, again, very recently, and only available in Europe at this stage, and it's called CWM, which stands for Comes With Music. When you buy a Nokia phone, and we said already that lots of people are now listening to music on phones, which include MP3 players, you buy a license, a one-year license, and it's a $230 fee, and that comes as part of the phone. You don't have a choice. So the $230 fee allows you to download as much music as you want from the libraries that they're associated with.
Yeah, but listening, so you'd have to get earphones with that, wouldn't you?
You would, but it comes with the phone.
Okay.
So this phone is sold particularly as an MP3 player. I mean, it obviously takes phone calls and does the rest, but its big feature is that you can use it like an iPod.
Is there anything that a telephone can't?
No, and you would be absolutely surprised. I saw a telephone coming out of the CES, which is the Geek Show, a couple of weeks ago, that has a flashlight attached to the top of it. And has a bottle opener at the bottom of it.
Oh, how Australian is that?
It wasn't actually, but it was a phone that did everything else included.
Sorry, mate, that's an Australian invention. The flashlight is there to find the beer, and the bottle opener is there to pop the top.
Isn't it just incredible? So you're right, it does everything that we can imagine. So, you know, this Comes With Music is another notion of it. The big debate now is that in the old days being only a couple of years ago, music was really very much about getting an ownership fee. So if I bought a CD or a record, I owned it, and that's what I paid for. We're going to have to change our model around to being more of an access fee, because people are less and less having the tangible product, the CD or the record, but they're very much enjoying the music itself. So we're going to have to find some really clever ways to make people pay for that access. and it seems to be the flat fee that's winning out. Somehow getting people to pay a license or a royalty per annum or per 6 months for as much music as they can consume. And that's the model that has gained the most popularity. And even the record studios are now coming on board with it because they're slowly realising that they're not going to be able to get a per click or a per sale dollar anymore.
But Morris, I'm from the old school. I love buying, used to, the old albums. I think the first album that I bought was Frampton Comes Alive. And I think nearly everyone else bought Frampton Comes Alive. But I loved it because I owned it and I read the sleeve and I looked at the pictures and then I moved on to other records and then CDs. You get the little booklet in the middle, you flick through the lyrics, you look at everything, it's real, it's tangible, it's in your hands. But what you're doing, what you're alluding to is that we'll be buying listening access to the songs themselves, but we won't have anything in our hands to read.
Well, we won't have anything in our hands to read, but we will have the video if we want to download. We can download the lyrics to it. So each one of these pieces might come as a separate piece. It may come as a total piece from the artist, but at this stage we're seeing it's really cut up. So it is just the music or the video or whatever else.
Okay. Mate, always, I just love our time together. It's just, it fries my brain, though. I've got to tell you, straight off the top.
Well, I think that's a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. I have enough trouble just talking, mentioning my own name and getting that right, for goodness sake. Morris, have a great week, mate. Enjoy Australia Day. How will you be celebrating?
We're going away for 3 days.
Where?
Which will be wonderful.
Where are you going?
I'm Victorian based, so we're going up to Lake Eildon.
I think I went to Lake Eildon once.
Yes, so did I. So this will be the second time. I'm hoping there's some water there. I'm told there's only about 25%.
Wow. If you can give us a report on Lake Eildon next week, as well as something technologically advanced, that will be brilliant.
I look forward to it. Have a great Australia Day,
everyone. Thanks, Morris. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Morris, good bloke. Great fella. Morris is a business futurist by trade. I found him ages and ages ago reading through a magazine. I think it was on an airline, funny enough. And just discovered Morris and got him on the show a couple of years back. And every single week he pops on the show and gives us something
to ponder. Where is the world going? How are we getting there? I wouldn't mind, in the course of time, perhaps talking to him about digital aspects of broadcasting. Where digital radio and digital television could take us, free view, all that sort of stuff. Might be interesting. If you want to .com Morris, you can, but be careful. MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com.au. It'll take you 10 minutes to write the title. Once you get there, though, it'll be absolutely worth it. MorrisYourEyeOnTheFuture.com.au. Thanks, Morris. Nice to have you with us.